This is a continuation of Spiritual Exercises by St. Ignatius Loyola. This recording is provided by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library and read by Kevin Spaulding, Gastonia, North Carolina. For more information or to volunteer, please visit us on the web at www.ccel.org. Fourth week. The first contemplation, how Christ our Lord appeared to Our Lady. Prayer. The usual preparatory prayer. First prelude. The first prelude is the narrative, which is here how, after Christ expired on the cross and the body, always united with the divinity, remained separated from the soul, the blessed soul, likewise united with the divinity, went down to hell, and taking from there the just souls, and coming to the sepulchre, and being risen, he appeared to his blessed mother, in body and in soul. Second prelude. The second, a composition, seeing the place, which will be here to see the arrangement of the Holy Sepulchre, and the place or house of Our Lady, looking at its parts in particular, likewise the room, the oratory, etc. Third prelude, the third, to ask for what I want, and it will be here to ask for grace to rejoice and be glad intensely at so great glory and joy of Christ our Lord. First point, second point, and third point. Let the first, second, and third points be the same usual ones which we took in the supper of Christ our Lord. Fourth point, the fourth, to consider how the divinity, which seemed to hide itself in the Passion, now appears and shows itself so marvelously in the most holy resurrection by its true and most holy effects. Fifth point. The fifth is to consider the office of consoling which Christ our Lord bears, and to compare how friends are accustomed to console friends. Colloquy. I will finish with a colloquy, or colloquies, according to the subject matter, and in Our Father. First note. In the following contemplations, let one go on through all the mysteries of the resurrection, in the manner which follows below, up to the ascension inclusive, taking and keeping in the rest the same form and manner in all the week of the resurrection, which was taken in all the week of the Passion. So that, for this first contemplation on the resurrection, let one guide himself as to the preludes according to the subject matter, and as to the 5 points, let them be the same, and let the additions which are below be the same, and so in all which remains. He can guide himself by the method of the week of the Passion, as in repetitions, the 5 senses, in shortening or lengthening the mysteries. Second note. The second note. Commonly, in this fourth week, it is more suitable than in the other 3 past to make 4 exercises, and not 5. The first, immediately on rising in the morning. The second, at the hour of Mass, or before dinner. In place of the first repetition, the third at the hour of Vespers. In place of the second repetition, the fourth, before supper, bringing the 5 senses on the 3 exercises of the day, noting and lingering on the more principal parts, and where one has felt greater spiritual movements and relish. Third note, the third. Though in all the contemplations so many points were given in certain number, as 3 or 5, etc., the person who is contemplating can set more or fewer points, according as he finds it better for him. For which it is very helpful, before entering on the contemplation, to conjecture and mark in certain number the points which he is to take. Fourth note. In this fourth week, in all the 10 additions, the 2nd, the 6th, the 7th, and the 10th, are to be changed. The 2nd will be immediately on wakening, to put before me the contemplation which I have to make, wanting to arouse feeling and be glad at the great joy and gladness of Christ our Lord. the sixth, to bring to memory and to think of things that move to spiritual pleasure, gladness, and joy, as of heavenly glory. The seventh, to use light or temporal comforts, as in summer, the coolness, and in winter, the sun or heat, as far as the soul thinks or conjectures that it can help it to be joyful in its Creator and Redeemer. The tenth, in place of penance, let one regard temperance and all moderation, except it is question of precepts of fasting or of abstinence which the Church commands, because those are always to be fulfilled if there is no just impediment.